the Fan.
All right, listen.
I swear I thought that Saints commercial just said, "Hear every bitch this weekend, 96.7. Yeah, Saturday's every, the sauce.
Yeah, I was going to say, sauce is going to be on there. Why? Yeah.
My show's on tonight.
So. Right.
Every pitch you can hear.
All right, come on! Good guys!
I'm sick of this!
Let's go!
Come on! Oh, bad guys!
Hear every bitch this weekend.
My back hurts.
Starting with Carly.
Whoa!
Overtime, 6:30.
You bought a piece of land.
It's just all you hear is Corey starting to play a guitar song. And just stop that!
But I like Target.
Oh, God.
That's too slow.
My nightmare.
Whoa.
I think your wives are smart.
Me too.
Yep.
All right.
But how'd they marry us? They're so smart.
Correct. Yeah. All right, Carly.
Great.
I know Rosie hates when you talk and you're on this show.
Right.
It's man time and you take up his man time.
Mm-hmm.
I am cheering for you.
Thank you.
No, at the end of the day, I would like either Chris or Parrish or you to win, but if I had to pick somebody, I'm picking you. Female empowerment. I'd like
pro
to see
vagina.
What, right,
thank
exactly.
You.
The future is female. Hopefully, the next 15 minutes. Our okay, female.
Well. It's time for Initials Game 322 on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That's right, Mountain Dew. Out here we fish, and we make the most with Mountain Dew. Out here, it's dew. So we play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it goes like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. It can basically be anything. The 12 items share the same initials, and these five competitors do not know what the initials are until I reveal them. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're up for the remainder of said item. We play all. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. You have to pronounce the answers correctly. AJ, you're also the all-time wins leader. You have 116 career victories.
Thanks, Corey. Everybody flooded CultivatedCBD.com last week, and we're looking to do it again this week. If I win, you can head over to CultivatedCBD.com. 20% off all CBD products with the promo code INITIALS, CultivatedCBD.
Sauce and AJ have combined for the last 9 wins. AJ won last week, but Sauce, you have 103 career victories. Ooh. You're second all time.
Thank you. If I win, you can receive $10 off your online order today only. With the promo code INITIALS at checkout, if you go to Roots Vegetarian Gourmet, that's RootsGourmet.com, RootsGourmet.com.
Chris Hockey last won May 29th of 2020. You have 63 career wins.
That's right, Corey, but today's my day, I hope. And you can go to Racco.com.
Racco!
You receive 10% off your entire order in-store or online at Radco.com when you use the promo code INITIALS. If I win today, discount does not apply to toppers. Let's do this, Radco!
Fourth all-time with 20 career victories is the Fan's Mark Parrish.
And if I win today, you can head to any of Cowboy Jack's Minnesota locations, get a $3 Northland vodka drink, and half-price wings. Let's do this, good guy!
Yeah! Come on!
Yeah!
Thanks for a good the guy. Enthusiasm, Don't even start sauce. Over there. Don't even start acting like you're a good guy.
You were.
Carly's a good guy.
One career victory.
Woo-hoo!
It was September 16th of 2016.
No.
Oh, yeah. Almost 4 years ago. What? You feel like it was less than that?
Yeah.
No, that was September 16th of 2016.
Was it really that long
ago?
Long
time.
That was game 116.
So
do you remember the initials?
Yes.
69. Yeah,
it's,
probably
it's a number.
69.
It was SS.
Ooh,
that was game 116. You are also, though, Carly, 10th all-time in points with 15.
You guys would let me play more, then I would have more. But you know what? I'm brought to you by OnlyFans.
And
you get a free subscription to Zach's.
Right.
To Zach's OnlyFans.
I can say for hockey. Hockey won't answer a single one then.
Before we play the game, though, we have to
all
do
my
this.
Points go to Carly.
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot currently $8,000. St. Paul Federal Credit Union is offering auto loan rates as low as 2.89% APR. Apply today. stpaulfcu.org/KFAN. St. Paul Federal is federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, so how this works is the jackpot goes up $500 every week. Right now it's $8,000. We're going to pull up a caller here in a second. That one person gets a shot at the initials. If they get one of the two letters in the right spot, they're going to hear this.
We got one! That's at least one of the two in the right spot. Then they win at least a $25 Visa gift card. If they get both in the right spot, then they win the jackpot, which is at $8K.
Yes.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Mike from Monticello.
Mike from Monticello, Minnesota.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, did you do did you do any research, or are you just going to wing it?
No research, just got a gut feeling.
Just got a gut feeling. Well, all right, take a shot at the initials this week. If you have at least one, you'll hear the We Got One button, and then we'll move on with our lives. What do you got this week?
I'm going to roll with M-P.
Ooh.
M-P, like Mark Parrish, M-P?
M-T, as in Minnesota...
Turtle.
Yeah, turtle.
Oh, M-T?
M-T. M-T.
As in Terry.
The Minnesota Turtle. Okay.
Yeah. M-T.
All right.
We know.
Do you have, with M-T, do you have at least one answer correct to stay alive for your shot at $8,000?
You blew it!
Oh,
man, what if it's M-P?
Well, I thought he said M-P, and he would have had one.
Oh!
Wow. With MP, but no. You should have said double P.
Ooh,
last time Carly played, it was BJ and she laughed the entire time. Today it's PP. We'll see if she laughs at PP at 12 straight.
Come
times.
On, good guys. Come on now. We got to do this. Come on, for real. Come on.
PP are the initials for game 322. Here we go. PP, item one.
Clue number one.
In a sense, we're mentioned by Plato and Aristotle.
Clue number two.
Connected to wigs.
Clue number three.
Connected to platforms.
Clue number four.
Connected to ideology.
Clue number five.
They are organizations. Final clue.
Clue number six.
They field candidates for elections.
AJ.
Yep. Damn it.
Political parties?
That's right. Come on, guys. We got to be better than this.
Political parties. That one was gettable.
That
was sitting right there.
They're just getting started.
All right, let's AJ leads 1-0. Here is item two of PP.
Weird.
Clue number one.
What?
It's raining and it looks sunny outside.
You're distracted.
Yeah,
computers aren't working. Bring it back, guys.
Here we go.
Almost clue number one.
Often connected to stones.
Clue number two.
The oldest ones ever found are over 2.5 million years old.
Clue number three.
Technically contains poison.
Clue number four.
Sometimes featured Brandon Walsh.
Clue number five.
This was a fictional location.
Oh, Carly.
Carly was first.
Peach Pit?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh. Nice.
Carly.
Yeah.
90210.
90210.
That's right. Oh,
the restaurant in 90210, but then the other clues were actual peach.
When you said rocks, I was like...
Stones, yeah.
Yeah, okay, or stones, yeah.
And they have poison.
Yeah, you had hockey at rocks.
I don't think I get any one of those clues.
Okay, that's all right.
Well,
Carly did.
Yes, Carly.
Yeah.
Peach Pit. Carly
has one, so it's one for AJ, one for Carly. Here's number three of double P.
Clue number one.
Released in 1985.
Clue number two.
Has been connected to a death.
Clue number three.
Includes symbols.
No.
Ooh, that was a box.
No, sorry.
Clue number four.
It's connected to tours.
Clue number five.
It includes a studio.
Uh,
Mark.
Go for it.
Paisley Park.
That's right.
Ooh, I let that one sit for a little bit, and Mark figured it out. I held on clue five a little longer than good. I normally do, and he got it.
Nice job.
I would have been wrong.
Parrish with one, no AJ with one, Carly with one. Here's number four of Double P.
Clue number one.
Connected to Airplane, Big Top Pee-wee, and Pet Cemetery.
Clue number two.
Connected to Ghost, Wayne's World, and Forrest Gump.
Mark.
Yep.
Paramount Pictures.
That's right.
Oh!
Wow!
Paris, a lot of movies!
Come on, Paris!
Come on, Paris!
Wow.
Good one.
Yellowstone, Chris.
I know.
I love it. Here we go. All right, Paris takes the lead with two, Carly with one, AJ with one. Here's number five of Double P.
Clue number one.
This is commonly hyphenated.
Clue number two.
This is a female character in the Mario universe.
Mark.
No, come on, can't be.
Princess Peach.
That's two. He did that.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
No, I know. But yeah.
I may have trapped you on that one.
Clue number three.
Commonly shaken.
AJ.
Go for it. Five, four.
Protein powder. Loved her in Mario. She was great.
Beautiful in Mario.
What a dummy. Yeah.
Parrish and AJ are up for the rest of five. We're down to Carly, Hawk, and Sauce.
Number four.
Carly.
Go for it.
Powder Puff.
You're also out for number five.
So it's Chris and Paul?
Yeah. Chris and Sauce.
I should have waited.
This clue would have changed your guess.
Clue number four.
Are used in children's crafts.
Clue number five.
These were prominently featured in 2000's Bring It On.
Paul. Pom poms.
That's right.
This is with Kevin Falmason.
Pom pom Paul. I'm in. That's a fun new nickname for you too. Pom pom Paul. Parrish with two, Sauce, AJ, and Carly with one. Hawk yet to score, but plenty of time. There's seven items left. Here's number six of Double P.
Clue number one.
Often used in stand-up comedy.
Clue number two.
This involves temporary waiting.
Hawk. Carly.
Hawk was first.
Pregnant pause.
That's right.
Good one, guys. I wasn't sure if all of you were going to be familiar with that phrase at all, let alone never with all six clues, but you guys both had it after two. Pregnant pause is the right answer. Hawk's on the board. We got a tight one.
Guys, come on now.
We're halfway through the game. Parrish has the lead. He has two. Everybody else has one. Here's number seven of Double P.
Clue number one.
Was rebranded after 8 years after originally being introduced as E.K. Pond.
Clue number two.
Its logo is a silhouette.
Clue number three.
In psychology, it's slang for social immaturity.
Carly.
Peter
Pan.
That's right.
Wow.
Carly. What?
Come on.
Wow.
Peter Pan. You can do this, Carly. Parrish and Carly each have two.
I still don't get those clues. That's great.
No.
The first two are related to the peanut butter.
And
they were introduced as E.K. Pond, and they changed to Peter Pan. The third one is obviously Peter Pan never grows up, so in psychology it's slang for social immaturity.
That's great. Nice job.
The puzzle together.
Wow.
Job, Carly.
Carly and Parrish have two apiece.
Good gals and guys.
Yes.
Everybody on, else guys. Has
Here
one.
Come on, good guys.
Here's number eight of Double P.
Clue number one.
Died in 1998.
Clue number two.
Is often connected to the idea of chaos.
Clue Clue number three.
One organization claimed he initiated, quote, one of the world's most infamous political experiments.
Clue number four.
Connected to mass killings.
AJ.
Yep.
Pol Pot.
That's right.
Oh, nice job,
AJ. Oh, my.
Could not have gotten that.
Former leader of Cambodia, Pol Pot.
Woo! Good poll, AJ.
All right. We have a three-way tie at the top.
Come
Carly,
on, guys.
AJ,
go.
And Parrish have two. Sauce and Hawk each have one. Here's number nine of Double P.
Clue number one.
Has existed in the United States since at least the 1860s.
Clue number two.
This is often spoken, although its intent is connected specifically to an action.
Clue number three.
This is informal or unofficial.
Clue number four.
This is most commonly connected to children.
Paul.
Yep.
This is an awful guess.
Go for it.
Pizza party? Kids like pizza.
I don't think that's a bad guess.
It's pretty bad.
They fit about two of the four, but it's not the worst guess in the world.
Thank you,
babe. All right, sauce out for the rest of item nine.
Clue number five.
This is a traditional gesture.
AJ.
Yep.
Pinky promise?
That's right.
Damn it!
Oh, wow. Close. Pinky promise.
Trolls World Tour.
I call it a pinky swear.
Right, which was clue six, that the second word is commonly swear.
Ooh. Mm.
You are on the right path, Carly. AJ takes the lead with three. Carly and Parrish just one back. Sauce and Hawk are two back with three items to go. Here's number 10 of Double P.
Clue number one.
Used to minimize risk.
Clue number two.
Are typically more controlled.
Clue number three.
It involves skill, but not the maximum ability of the participants.
Clue number four.
It does not involve dogs.
Clue number five.
These are often high and short. Final clue.
Clue number six.
These are kicked in football to minimize the ability of the return team.
Ball.
Yep.
Pooch punt.
There you go.
Oh, man.
What?
That was tough.
Pooch punt.
Not.
Doesn't include dogs.
Yeah, pooch. Good.
I get it.
Wow.
Good job, Court.
All right.
Oh, man.
Everybody's still in this, though, because AJ has three. Now, Parrish, Sauce, and Carly each have two. Hawk, you have to run the table to tie, but there are two items to go. So, AJ, if you get either of the remaining two, you win, and Sauce and you continue that streak of now 10 consecutive. But you're going for the win. Parrish, Sauce, Carly trying to stay alive by keeping a tie going. Hawk needs both. Here's AJ going for the win. Item number 11 of Double P.
Clue number one.
The target demo was teenage boys.
Clue number two.
Connected to nylon.
Mark.
Go for it.
Parachute pants.
That's right.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Perry.
Nice parachute job. Pants.
Yeah, might have had a pair of those.
Alive. Yes.
Very good.
All right. So there's one to go. Hawk's the only one that's mathematically out, but Hawk, keep going, of course. AJ and Parrish are going for walk-off wins.
Howdy!
Let's
Carly,
do this.
If you get this right, you force a three-way tie. Sauce, if you get this right, you force a three-way tie. Hawk would get it right and force a Parrish-AJ tiebreaker. So basically, AJ going for the win, Parrish going for the win, Sauce and Carly going for the tie. Item 12 of Double P.
Clue number one.
Connected to alliteration.
No, duh.
Clue number two.
Is a song by Run DMC.
Oh.
Clue number three.
Is over 200 years old.
Hawk?
Go for it.
Pied Piper?
Hawk out for the rest of item 12.
Clue number four.
There is mystery around the location of his work, and how much work did he do?
Clue number five.
Is an English nursery rhyme.
Carly, Carly.
For the tie.
Peter Piper?
That's yes!
Nice! Oh, Peter Piper.
That's it, Carly!
Carly! The second consecutive tiebreaker for you. Carly, you can do this.
Yikes!
Oh, my God. Thank
God, you got that. I was nowhere near.
All right. Parrish, AJ, and Carly are all in the tiebreaker. Sauce and Hawk,
come
you sit this one
guys.
Out. So we
let's
have
on, guys.
Two
let's
of
go.
The good guys
come
versus on, guys. AJ. Parrish, AJ, and Carly, you get three clues. If you ring in and get it wrong, of course, you're out for the remainder of the tiebreaker. There's only three clues in the tiebreaker. Here we go for the win. Carly, AJ, and Parrish. Tiebreaker number one of Double P.
Clue number one.
Made over $40 million at the box office.
Clue number two.
Featured AC/DC, Paul Giamatti, and Jenna Jameson.
AJ.
For the win.
Private Parts?
That's right.
Private Parts and AJ
Wynn. The Howard Stern movie?
Howard yep. Stern movie, exactly. Yep.
Good job.
Woo!
I could not
Private
get
parts.
Penis pump out of my head.
It's a common mistake.
Or
The Fan.
Personally, a top 10 song of all time. I love this song.
Yes. Yeah, this song wails.
Just great. And the live version's great, too. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Let's see. It's 8:21. Oh, it's Friday. That means it's time for the initials game.
The what?
You heard what I said.
It's time for Initials Game 332 on the Power Trip. Presented by Mountain Dew.
And specifically Mountain Dew Outdoors. Out here, we make the most with Mountain Dew. Out here, it's Dew.
Dew!
Thanks,
Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, thanks, Dew.
We play initials every Friday Let's in the go, Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These four competitors don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. I start reading clues. Each item has six clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item when we play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. You do have to pronounce the answers correctly, and if you guys could help me back at the studio clearly, because I'm at home and you guys are in the studio, if it's very close in terms of who rang in first, it's going to be very tough for me to tell, so you guys are going to kind of have to be the judges. Same thing with the correct answers. I think we had that happen last time. We did this from home where I think Sauce said something wrong, but I didn't hear it or something. I forget how that works.
We have recruited.
Point is we need multiple judges.
We have recruited Zach specifically. That's what he will be doing during this vision version of the initials is being your backup.
And that's why I have his camera active. I just realized we don't need that camera active, but you're on camera now. Yeah. So you better not screw
everybody.
Up.
Yeah,
get your finger
Should
out.
I start stripping like Trish was just doing?
Who's Trish?
Trish? I can't talk.
My personal shopper at Macy's, Trish. She's the best. I love her.
Oh, it sounds like we might not be able to hear Corey on the live stream.
On the live stream, yeah. That
That's going to be a problem.
Wait, why not?
I don't know.
It's I don't know either.
The way it's feeding out in
Way to go, Zach!
Scarlet box.
Way to go, Tris!
I may have to go back and add it later.
Uh-oh.
It'll be an interesting watch, but hey, whatever.
Can they hear him on iHeart? I guess they can hear him on iHeart, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
That could be a problem.
Just listen to the radio show, then.
So I should just go, and the initials are... just repeat everything you say.
AJ is your all-time wins leader with 119 career victories. You of course also won last week. You had six. You won for the first time in about 5 weeks. So AJ, hi.
Hey Corey, if I win today again, you can get 20% off all your CBD products through Sunday using the promo code INITIALS at CultivatedCBD.com. That's CultivatedCBD.com. That Cherry Hill CD package that Chris had was so popular that the CD package sold out. But the Cherry Hill tincture oil is still available, and it's fantastic. So you can get 20% off your Cherry Hill tincture if I win. promo code initials, cultivatedcbd.com.
Yeah, thank you. That's so cool. By the way, the CDs are gone. So that is really good. You can still get the Cherry Hill tincture, but the CDs are gone. Thank you very much for doing that.
Sauce has won 5 of the last 8 games. He has 108 career victories, 11 behind AJ. Hi, Paul.
Hi. If I win today, you'll get a chance at 2.5 million Mystic slot bonus coins. It's nearly a $20 value. You can use them to play blackjack, video poker, and more at home or on the go. Download the free Mystic Slots app by Mystic Lake or play online at MysticSlots.com.
That would be fun. I'd like that a lot.
Hell yeah. Sasaki has 65 career wins. Hi,
man,
Chris.
Hi. I'm really hoping to get a win for you today because I know we're coming up on that season. You're ready to buy gifts. If I win, you'll receive 10% off your entire order in-store or online at Radco.com when you use the promo code initials. Discount does not apply to toppers. Applies to everything else, though.
Mark Parrish has 20 wins. He's been stuck on 20 wins since the bicentennial. Everybody's cheering for him today. Mark, hi.
Hi.
Mark, if you win, do you know what's going to happen?
What?
Anybody out there listening can head to any Minnesota Cowboy Jacks locations and get $3 Northland Vodka drinks and half-price wings. Not or, and
half-price. Let's do this. Here we go. Good guys.
That's pretty good,
Northland
man.
Cowboy Jacks, here we come.
Let's go.
Yeah, all that sounds great.
Yeah, I know.
But before we play the game...
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
All right, I think we got the audio figured out a little bit, but these... Oh, shoot. Come on. Email. Looking to buy a new car, save money on your current car loan. The St. Paul Federal Credit Union now offering car loan rates as low as 1.89%. Apply today, stpaulfcu.org/KFAN, federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, so we love this bid. It goes up $500 every week. It's up to $13,000 if you're the lucky caller that one of those guys back in St. Louis Park is going to randomly pull up here in a second. If you get one of the two initials in the right spot, at least one of the two, you're going to hear this.
We got one!
If you get one right, you get a $25 Visa gift card. If you get both of them in the right place, you win the jackpot, which is $13,000. Do you guys have a caller?
We do. I'm going to punch up right now. Line number 5. Sexy line number 5. Hello, who is this?
Nicole.
Nicole! Oh, Nicole! Today's your lucky day. I can feel it.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a good set of initials that feel like they're going to be worth $13,000 to you?
I do.
You do? What are you guessing and why?
N-K. Those would be my future initials should my boyfriend ever ask me to be his bride.
Oh, there's a little hint that might go the long way.
Christmas time's coming.
Man, I hope this is it. What
if whatever your last name is now is the right answer?
Oh, cool.
And getting married is going to cost you $13,000.
Wow. What if she's marrying Santa, also known as Kris Kringle? Wow.
That's your dream.
All right, Nicole guesses NK. If you have at least one right, the game continues. Do you have at least one in the right spot for a shot at $13,000?
You blew it!
Oh, no, sorry.
Daddy.
Neither one was right. Sorry, Nicole. It doesn't matter if you get married or not. You wouldn't have won the money.
Oh,
this was a quote, guessable combo. And again, that's very relative, of course, because it's still very unlikely. It's hard. But these are two letters that were guessable because these are two top, I would say, maybe 5 or 6 letters. Somewhere in the top 5 or 6.
Never.
The initials. Okay. For game 332. S-M. S-M. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I think so.
Here we go. S-M, item 1.
Clue number 1.
Was once a Red Hawk.
Clue number 2.
Has a connection to a Ukrainian.
Clue number 3.
Spent time in Washington.
Clue number 4.
Commonly seen in white, blue, and yellow.
Hawk. Oh, no, I blew it. I'm going to say it anyway. Hawk.
Go for it.
Sony Michel.
You are out
the yellow
for the rest of item 1.
Clue number 5. Person,
right? Hired for his current job at age 30.
Paul.
Ah.
Yep.
Sean McVay.
That's right.
Damn.
Man, I had my mic off the whole time.
Sean McVay. Parrish, you know Sean McVay, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's the basketball.
What's the Ukrainian?
He's the basketball.
Yeah, he's the basketball.
His girlfriend?
He's got a hot Ukrainian model for a fiance.
Man, you had me on a basketball push the
Same
entire way.
Parrish.
Still yeah, he was on basketball. He still is on basketball.
I think Sean McVay coached Zion Williamson at the Gophers.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I knew him.
Right? Yeah.
Sauce leads 1-0. Here's item 2
Anybody
of SM.
Tell me who Sean McVay
Clue number 1.
He's the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, yeah, that was my next guess.
Clue number 1.
Connected to Liberty Bell in 1899.
Clue number 2.
It features a candle.
Mark.
Okay.
Salem, Massachusetts.
That's not a bad guess.
Okay, Mark, out for the rest of item 2.
Okay. Clue number 3.
Sometimes seen at airports.
Clue number 4.
Appeared in 2007's Ocean's 13.
Clue number 5.
Has a connection to reels.
Paul.
Yep.
Slot machine.
That's right.
Sentiment exactly.
Hold on 1 second. The first clue, tell me what was it again?
So Liberty Bell in 1899 was, I believe, the first slot machine, or maybe the first patented one or something.
Okay.
And then the clue about featuring a candle, that's what technically is the light on top of every slot machine where like it needs an attendant or when it goes off.
Or when you get a high jackpot. Yeah.
Correct. That's, Hockey, that's your light pick. On the top of a slot machine is called a
candle.
I'm
going to get that tattooed on my butt.
Candle man.
Sauce has 2. Sauce leads 2 rip. Here's item 3 of SM.
Clue number 1.
Once featured Rocky Balboa.
Clue number 2.
In a sense, appeared in 2010's Despicable Me.
Clue number 3.
In Grand Theft Auto 5... A fictionalized version was called Del Perro.
Clue number 4.
This appeared on 1995's Sparkle and Fade.
Clue number 5.
Known by the nickname Dogtown.
Huck!
Yep.
Santa Monica.
That's right.
Nice job.
Sparkle and Fade.
Everclear.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, that sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Good guy.
That's the album Sparkle and Fade.
Come on now.
All right, Sauce has 2. Hawk has 1 with Santa Monica. Here is number 4 of SM.
Clue number 1.
Found indoors.
Clue number 2.
There are 5.
Clue number 3.
The first one debuted in 1975.
Clue number 4.
Was an Easter egg in the 2015 George Clooney movie Tomorrowland.
Clue number 5.
You can be on this in the U.S., Japan, China, and France.
Final clue.
Clue number 6.
This is an iconic Disney ride.
Paul? Right,
yep.
Come on.
5.
Hawk.
4,
Hawk.
3, 2, 1. I believe Hawk was next, unless somebody heard something else.
He was going to
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
On the Disney train right away.
Boy, Hawk, good guys.
Nice job.
Come on, Hawk.
We got a tie.
All right.
We have a tie, and Hawk didn't get slot machine.
I know.
All right, Hawk and Sauce have 2 apiece. Here's number 5 of SM.
Clue number 1.
I've had a rough life.
I have.
You should practice more, AJ, with initialsgame.com. You can get this home version at initialsgame.com.
Really need practice.
AJ, after 119 wins, you need some more practice.
Right.
Hawk has two, Sauce has two. Here
Clue
we go.
Number one.
Connected to deception.
Clue number two.
This is connected to a bee or a circle.
Clue number three.
It features avoidance.
Clue number four.
This has connections to break dancing.
Hawk.
Yep.
Spin move.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's three straight.
Nice job.
Good guys. Come on, Hawk.
Nice job.
Don't pull.
Wow.
The spin. B button. Oh, my gosh.
Good, that was a button or the circle button.
Clue, that was a great clue.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue, Cor.
We can tell.
It's okay, Mark. Hawk has three now. With three straight points.
Come
Sauce
on,
has
go.
Two.
Man, that was great.
Here is number six of SM.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1973.
Clue number two.
This appeared on the Deftones 2005 album, B-Sides and Rarities.
Hawk.
Come okay. on.
Simple Man.
That's right.
Wow.
The Lynyrd Skynyrd cover.
Wow.
The Deftones did it in 2005. Somehow Hawk knew that. Simple Man.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Come on.
I'm just going to say good guy.
Don't blow it, man. Don't blow it.
Here's how Hawk would have had it on the next clue anyway. Take a wild guess what clue three was, Chris.
Everybody burned up in a plane fire?
Nope. This is specifically for you. This is a clue that favored you in a big way anyway.
Okay.
From a 2000 film.
Oh, Almost Famous?
Connected to 2000's Almost yeah. Famous
yeah, right.
was numbers,
right.
number
Sorry.
Three.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah, right.
Correct. All right, so Simple Man.
Cover. I would have known that.
Amen.
Smith Simple Myers. Man
huh?
gets a Hawk with four straight points and
this.
A 4-2 lead halfway through the game. Here's number seven of SM.
I'll try. I'll do my
one.
Best.
Yes, man.
Don't hold your breath.
Still worried about Corey's mic.
Oh, yeah, nice distraction.
Point. Yeah, good idea.
Here, let me check it.
Yeah, me
let me check it.
Me too. Me too.
Initialsgame.com. Initialsgame.com.
Not working.
I hear it.
Not working.
They heard you.
One more time. What was that?
Initialsgame.com.
There it was.
Now perfect.
Now
it's working.
You.
Here's number seven of SM.
Clue number one.
Has been to the moon.
Clue number two.
Named after a literary character.
Clue number three.
Debuted in 1947 in Christmas on Bear Mountain.
Clue number four.
Had a Scottish accent.
Clue number five.
Has a top hat and a cane.
Hawk.
Yep.
Oh, Scrooge McDuck.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Five straight.
Come on.
Dude, wow. What is your record for consecutive points? You have five straight.
Like two?
You gotta get a
Nice job, Hawk.
There are five items left, and Hawk has five. So, AJ and Parrish, you have to run the table to tie.
I got it, Emmy.
Sauce, you are three back
Do
with
this
five
thing,
to play, so you're not mathematically out yet either, but Chris
here.
Pulling away with five
wow.
straight. Here's number eight of SM.
Clue number one.
In the UK, the first word has three extra letters at the end.
Clue number two.
Depending on where you are, this is sometimes represented by pink, yellow, purple, or more.
Clue number three.
It's ideally cold.
Clue number four.
It's sometimes near flakes.
Clue number five.
Typically seen in the morning. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Whole, 1%, and 2%.
Hey, Mark.
Paul.
I have no idea who said it. I can't hear it.
My best guess is AJ, but wait, I'm recording, so we can listen.
I heard the P, but...
Yeah, I have zero idea down the line, so I just heard four or five people yell at the same time.
Hold on. Let's listen.
I think it was.
1% and 2%.
Paul.
I have no idea. AJ sounded first.
Yep.
Hole, 1% and 2%.
Yeah,
AJ.
I didn't hear you, AJ. Yeah, you got it.
But, AJ.
Skim milk?
That's right.
Okay, nice. I thought you were the first.
That's amazing. You definitely were first. I didn't hear you at all. All I heard was the pulse.
It's skim? Weird because you hear what you hear.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's so incredible. We all got it at the exact same time.
Yeah.
I'd happen to be looking up, man.
What are the three letters that it adds?
Skimmed, M-E-D, milk, apparently is a British term.
This is grosser than skim milk.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Yeah. Skimmed sounds awful.
You can see the motion of skimming off the top.
Yeah. My guess is our good friend Andy drinks skimmed milk.
He's a whole milk guy.
Hawk, you have a 3-point lead. You have a 3-point lead with 4 items to go. So if you get any of the remaining 4, you're the winner. AJ still mathematically in it. You need the next 4 to tie. Parrish mathematically out, but what else is new? Here's number 9 of SM.
Clue number 1.
Has connections to a goose and a moose.
Clue number 2.
Debuted in 1977.
Clue number 3.
Has a connection to T-Mobile.
Come on, Chris.
Clue number 4.
Attached to a compass.
Clue number 5.
No longer uses the numbers 11, 24, or 42.
Oh.
Go for it.
Seattle Mariners?
Victory.
Yes! Yeah! I literally couldn't remember the name of the team.
Seattle.
I saw the question.
That's right.
Gear spinning. I was like, he's going to miss this.
Yeah. Right when,
nice job.
Mariners, yeah. The logo, yeah.
How about that?
Dude.
What the hell's going on?
Hey, so there are 3 items to go, Chris, and you have 6. If you run the table, you tie the record. Let's try to do it.
All right, Paul, let's hold this.
Yeah, come on now.
Man, I got
right.
The
Hawk needs the remaining 3 to tie the record. Here is number 10 of SM.
Clue number 1.
From Glasgow.
Clue number 2.
Jim and Charlie have been involved since 1977.
Clue number 3.
They broke into the U.S. market in 1985.
Fuck.
Crap.
Go for it.
Simple Minds.
That's right.
What?
I never, ever
got that. I knew it was a band.
Simple Minds.
I would have never got that.
Fuck. You would have. Clue 4 was widely considered in America to be a one-hit wonder. Number 5 was most famous for their connection to a 1985 film. I hope that would have given it away.
Nope.
Really?
Oh, I would not have ever.
You would have never got it.
That's just a not AJ one.
All right, Hawk has 7 with 2 items to go. If Chris gets number 11 and 12, he ties the record of 9. Right, here's number 11 of SM.
Clue number 1.
Was seen on the series finale of The Office.
Clue number 2.
Was once an Appalachian ER receptionist.
Clue number 3.
He went to Northwestern.
Clue number 4.
He was a head writer.
AJ. Seth Meyers.
That's right.
No! Nice job, babe.
Oh.
Sorry, Christopher. Not this
Seth
time.
Myers. Even so, Chris, I believe your record is 8, right?
Yeah,
I think your all-time record is 8.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Hawk
I'll give
going
you
for
that.
A career-tying 8th
yeah, we'll
point.
Give you that.
Here's number... Yeah, exactly. Here's number 12 of SM.
Clue number 1.
Debuted in 2008.
Clue number 2.
Was based on the novel Q&A.
Mark.
Yep.
Slumdog Millionaire.
That's right.
Wow!
Slumdog!
Nice job, Petty.
But Hawk with 7 is the right answer. Hawk is victorious. Hawk, what happens now?
Man, I am so excited. First of all, we're going riding. And second of all, you're going to radco.com. 10% off your online order or in-store all weekend long. Use that promo code initials for everything but toppers. You better get in there and get this done because you can get all that holiday shopping right now. Thank you, Radco, for sticking around. I can't believe it.
That's crazy, dude. If you would have told me you were going to win with seven and one of them was not slot machine, I wouldn't have believed it.
I had Slumdog Millionaire in my head because that's what you call me every time I get like one or two right card.
It's all coming up hockey. I can't believe it.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show after.
Man.
Quarters in session.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Did you say Dion?
Dion. Welcome back, Power Trip Morning Show. It's time. It is time.
It is time.
It's 8:18. It's Friday. Corey's at his palatial estate. Zach's behind the board. I'm in the big chair. AJ and Saucer over there, and the good guys are here too.
Yes,
good guys.
Right, Mark Parrish.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Corey.
Yes, sir.
What's next?
Well, I don't know. I thought we would just do more politics.
Okay.
So you guys cool with that or no?
Court is in session.
See you guys.
Okay.
It's time for Initials Game 333 on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
And specifically Mountain Dew Outdoors. Out here, we make the most with Mountain Dew. Out here, it's Dew.
Dew!
Thanks, Mountain Dew. Man, we love Mountain Dew. Who doesn't love Mountain Dew, right?
It wails.
Yeah. Red states love Mountain Dew. Blue states love Mountain Dew. Wolf Blitzer loves Mountain Dew. Everybody loves Mountain Dew. Also, people love the initials game. We play it every Friday right here on the Power Trip, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. Can be anything. The 12 items share the same set of initials. These five competitors don't know what the initials are. They're a secret. They're very secretive.
Hockey's staring into the camera.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm on camera, too, now.
I don't know whose computer this is over here, but I was looking at the, you can see what other tabs are open on the computer.
Yeah, what's on it?
Some filthy stuff.
Also, it's your computer.
Filthy.
Oh, right on. Anyway, I start reading clues. Each item has six clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9. Held by AJ and Sauce. They've both had 9 in one game. AJ is also your all-time wins leader. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey, and if I win today, Cultivated CBD has gotcha. 20% off discount, cultivatedcbd.com with that promo code initials, cultivatedcbd.com.
Cherry Hill, baby!
AJ with 119 career victories. He's going for win number 120 today. 11 behind him, second place all-time, Sauce with 108.
Jeez. if I win today, you'll get 2.5 million Mystic Slot bonus coins. That's nearly a $20 value. Use them to play blackjack, video poker, and more at home or on the go. Download the free Mystic Slot app, buy Mystic Lake, or play online at mysticslots.com.
Chris Hockey, third all-time with 66 career wins, including last week.
That's right. If I win today, you'll receive 10% off your entire order in-store or online at radco.com. When you use the promo code initials, discount does not apply to toppers. Thank you, Radco. Let's do this.
And Mark Parrish, fourth all-time with 20 wins, 20 more wins in the initials game than he had playoff series wins in the NHL.
Oh, truth hurts on that one.
Ouchie.
Oh, well done.
Unnecessary.
I'm not sure who wrote this, but this is how it's written. I'm not saying this. In the super unlikely event that Mark Parrish wins, stop by any Super One or any of Top 10 Liquor's 12 locations. This weekend, receive $5 off a bottle of organic Northland Vodka or a free 2-liter bottle of soda Northland Vodka, always giving back 5% of proceeds to support local hockey associations.
I am getting trolled.
How many associations
by my own company?
Everybody. Yes.
Honestly, at what point is Northland just going to say, let's just promise free vodka?
And then, when Mark shows up,
eventually they're going to give away the company if he wins.
Exactly. I believe, Sauce, you once said the joke was buy one distillery, get one distillery free. Zach Halverson.
Hey there.
Is a one-time initials game winner. Zach, you are also eighth all-time in points with 27, 2 behind Eric Nordquist.
Yeah, Corey, if I win, people are going to be shocked.
That's not necessarily true.
Come on.
That's cool.
But before we play the game, we have to do this.
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
Hey, looking to buy a new car? Save money on your current car loan with St. Paul Federal Credit Union, now offering car loan rates, as low as 1.89%. Apply today, stpaulfcu.org/KFAN, federally insured by the NCUA.
And honestly, can't thank St. Paul Federal Credit Union enough for being a part of this. When we had this idea like a year ago to try to put this together, we weren't sure how we were going to do it, but St. Paul Federal Credit Union stepped up, and man, $500 a week this thing goes up. It's up to $13,500. So thanks to St. Paul FCU for all their support.
Yeah.
It's up to $13,500 if you call in right now and are the lucky guesser. If you guess both initials in the right spot, they have to be in the right spot. You get the set of initials correct, you win $13,500.
Wow.
If you get one of the two in the right spot, you win a $25 Visa gift card. Yep.
Boom. Here we go.
All right, who do we got?
Punching them up.
Fire
now.
Somebody up.
Hey, who dis? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio. Who dis?
This is Connor from Austin.
What up, man?
Hi, Connor. Connor, you're going to have a shot at $13,500 if you can just correctly guess initial game 333's correct initials. What are the initials you're guessing and why?
I'm going to go LB, and it's completely random.
LB?
LB.
Great grocery store.
LB. All right, so if you have one of the two, at least in the right spot, you're going to hear this.
We got one!
And that's the last thing you'll ever hear.
Yeah. And the game continues. Everyone did that. All right, Connor is guessing LB. Does he have at least one initial in the
Come
right
on,
spot
Connor.
For a shot at
$13,500?
You blew it! Nope, sorry, Connor, not this week.
Nuts! Thank you, Connor.
So the St. Paul Federal Credit Union jackpot will be $14,000 next week. We're already up to $14,000.
It could go up to like $100,000.
I hope so.
That's crazy. I think it might.
Holy moly. All right.
L and B were both incorrect. The initials for game 3-3-3. And by the way, you can buy this game at initialsgame.com. Did you guys know that?
No,
it's a board game. It's a home game.
I wish I did. What was that again?
Initialsgame.com. You can buy it right now, including like an autographed version that all of you guys signed. Remember that?
Yeah.
Except for Zach, because we don't trust him.
Not at all.
He got it. There's 369 on it.
Initialsgame.com. Here we go. The initials for game 333. M-G. The letter M and then the letter G. And away we go. MG item one.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to money.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 1962.
Clue number three.
It's commonly connected to double entendre.
Clue number four.
Over the years has connections to dozens of celebrities.
Hawk?
Yep.
Match game?
That's right.
Oh wow.
Here goes Hawk stand.
Oh.
What is Match game seat? With Gene Rayburn, Alec Baldwin, so many hosts over the years, but still. Match game is correct. Bruce Valanche, of course. Famously, he was host for most of the 90s.
Come on now.
The nightclub, not the decade. Here's number two of MG with Hawk leading 1-0.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1964.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 1991.
Clue number three.
Rolling Stone ranked this the 88th best ever.
Clue number four.
This has connections to Dan Aykroyd and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Paul.
Yep.
My girl.
That's right.
Oh nice.
Nice sauce. Good pull, dude.
My girl. Thanks, the song debuted in 1964. The movie debuted in 1991. My girl. Hawk and Sauce lead one, or is tied for the lead at one apiece. Here is number three.
Hawk, we're playing.
Here's number three of MG.
Clue number one.
debuted in 1997?
Clue number two.
Connected to the President of the United States.
Clue number three.
Has connections to the names Herbert and Janet.
Clue number four.
Has had a sex change.
Paul.
Yep.
Mr. Garrison.
That's right.
Wow. Golly.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah.
South Park's Mr. Garrison.
That would have been way off my radar. Wow.
Yeah, yep. Me too.
Oof.
Japers.
Good job, Sauce.
He used to be Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And now he's Janet, that's and he's right. Also the president of the United
that's
States.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's right.
It's, oh God, he's so great.
Mr. Yeah. Garrison's
the best.
Have
you seen the episode where he is playing the current president? He turns all the bits into, he just does stand-up, super offensive stand-up.
No.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
Sauce takes the lead with
Come
Mr.
On,
Garrison.
Guys,
Sauce
go.
Has two, Hawk has one.
Yet, but let's go.
Here is number four of MG.
Clue number one.
Often connected to painting and photography.
Clue number two.
This is sometimes used in politics.
Clue number three.
Often connected to plans or ideas.
Mark.
Okay.
Middle ground?
That's right.
Wow. Huh? Middle ground.
Why is it on?
I was so damn sure.
Boy. Wow. The election will be over by the time you win again.
That was a hell of a puzzle you just put together.
Good one, dude. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Wow. Thank you.
That's always weird. Like, Parrish will get one or two that impresses the hell out of us and then just go 0 for the rest of them.
Yeah.
And then he'll miss the teams.
Teams or the teammates he's had.
Oh, that's the first thing I go through.
All right. Parrish is so on the board with middle ground. Sauce has two. Hawk and Parrish with one each. Here's number five of MG.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to the band CCR.
Clue number two.
Often features feathers.
Clue number three.
Commonly features nudity.
Clue number four.
Has a connection to fasting.
Mark. Clue number five.
Mark.
Mahatma Gandhi. Fasting.
I get it.
Nudity. Man, Gandhi loves
CCR. I forgot about that one.
I thought
maybe he was in a song.
He loves CCR.
And he doesn't wear a lot of clothing, so you can almost always see his balls.
I forgot about that one. You can make fun of me on that one.
God, we just said you impressed us, too, with middle ground.
Yeah. Oh, you knew it was coming.
Man, why did we set ourselves up?
All right, you knew it was coming.
Parrish is out for the rest of number five.
Clue number five.
Occurs annually.
Paul.
Yep.
Mardi Gras.
There's fasting and what?
Yeah, it's Fat Tuesday, don't you?
Exactly.
That, there's a connection to... Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously,
you mean there's a real meaning to Mardi Gras?
I didn't know.
Yeah, no,
come on now. Come on, good guy.
Sauce pulled away. Through five, Sauce has three. Hawk and Parrish each have... One, we debated whether we should let Zach play. It ends up not mattering so far.
I forgot he was.
He is still playing. AJ has zero, Zach has zero. Here's number six of MG.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to both medicine and baseball.
Clue number two.
Has a specific connection to the day June 29th. Okay.
Moonlight Graham.
That's right.
Wow.
What is happening?
In this? Wait, whoa.
That's
the only one that's really confused here.
Yeah, of course. I thought
that clue was way too obvious.
Wow.
But
way too obvious. Wait.
Did you have a clue about how the girl chokes on the hot dog and he saves her? That's when he comes off the field? That's where he discovers that he's Moonlight Graham, the doctor.
I've never seen that movie.
Obviously, you don't know.
Tim Hyde had that two clues ago.
Tim Hyde had it without a clue.
Sauce, halfway through the game, has a 4-point lead just behind record pace. Sauce has four, not a 4-point lead, you have a 3-point lead. Sauce has four, Hawk and Parrish with one apiece. Here's number seven of MG?
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1948.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to New York City.
Clue number three.
Has connections to Madonna, Rihanna, and Lady Gaga.
Paul.
Okay.
Material Girl. Oh, turd salad.
Paul, out for the rest of item seven.
Clue number four.
Known for fundraising.
Clue number five.
This appeared in Ocean's 8.
Damn it.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is an iconic annual fashion event. Five, four, three, two, one.
Zach.
Five, four, three, two, one. Anybody else? Five.
No.
Four. Three. Two. One.
Something. Paul, as soon as you say it, it's
Paul. Met yep. Gala.
Met the Met Gala is the right answer.
Oh, no.
The Met Gala is correct.
Man,
Sauce jumped
so
the gun.
Fashion,
only live there. Since
you... Normally.
You saw Ocean's 8, didn't you?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Hockey and I both did.
Nobody gets Met Gala, so we're on to number 8 of MG. Sauce has 4, Hawk and Parrish with 1 each. Here's number 8.
Crunch time, Zach.
Of MG.
Clue number 1.
Features the FBI.
Clue number 2.
This debuted in 2017.
Clue number 3.
Has a connection to mogul skiing.
Clue number 4.
This featured Idris Elba, Kevin Costner, and Michael Cera.
What the heck? Clue number 5.
This movie was directed by Aaron Sorkin, who was nominated for an Academy Award for the screenplay. Final clue.
Clue number 6.
An underground poker empire is featured in this Jessica Chastain movie. Five, four, three, two, one.
Not the slightest clue.
Wow. Nobody saw Molly's Game with Jessica Chastain, apparently.
Huh?
Idris Elba, Kevin Costner, Michael Cera.
Anybody?
Kind of a big deal.
That we're all looking confused on that one.
Back-to-back misses with Met Gala and Molly's Game. Nobody got it. Here's number 9 of MG. It is definitely crunch time now for AJ and Zach. You guys have to run the table to tie because you trail Sauce by 4. Sauce, you have a 3-point lead with 4 items remaining, so if you get any of the next 4, you're the winner.
Come on, good guy.
Come on, good guy.
Sauce, let's going for the win on item number 9.
Clue number 1.
Has 2 famous brothers.
Clue number 2.
Debuted in Death Has a Shadow.
Clue number 3.
Hawk, go for it.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Hawk out for the rest of item 9.
Maybe she only has one brother?
Maybe. Clue number 3.
Is often ignored.
Clue number 4.
Commonly wears a hat.
Clue number 5.
Is fictional and animated.
AJ.
Yep.
Meg Griffin.
That's right.
Oh, nice job, AJ.
Wow.
Nice job.
Family Guy's Meg Griffin, voiced by Mila Kunis.
Nice job.
Dang it.
Well... All right, it's not over for you. It is over for Zach.
There's a chance.
Zach is mathematically eliminated.
Way to go, Zach.
Parrish, AJ, and Hawk, any of you have to get the remaining 3 to force Sauce into a tiebreaker because Sauce has 4. Sauce still going for the win. The other 3 of you still mathematically in it. Here's number 10 of MG.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in a 1985 comedy.
Clue number 2.
sometimes known as a reverend.
Clue number three.
In a sense, debuted in England in 1943, but then hit North America in 1949.
Clue number four.
He was played by Michael McKean.
Clue number five.
It's connected to a series of weapons. Final clue.
Clue number six.
He is a murder suspect from the famous Parker Brothers board game Clue. Five. Four. Three.
AJ?
Yep. Five. Four.
Mr. Gray?
Anybody else?
That's five. Board game is going to be the death.
Four.
Mark.
Three. Mark.
Mr. Green.
That's right.
Mr. Green is the right answer.
If my parents only played board games with me.
I just need to watch that movie, apparently.
Yeah. Mr. Green.
Every time there's a clue about that show on this, I have no idea.
I famously missed out on a record or something because of that stupid game.
Yeah. I think you said Madam White when it was Mrs. White.
I've got to watch the movie.
Yeah, Mr. Green, man.
Nice job, Paul.
Clue's a great game. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, you did.
Clue's super good.
Oh, no. You won.
No, Parrish, you're so in this. We're down to Sauce. We're down to Sauce and Parrish.
If I got Met Gala, I'd be over.
Yeah, but it's not over yet.
Go, Parrish.
Sauce has four. Parrish has two. So Parrish needs number 11 and 12 to tie. If anybody else gets this one right, then Sauce is the winner. Sauce going for the win. Parrish trying to keep his hopes alive. Here's number 11 of MG.
Clue number one.
Dates back to the 17th century.
Clue number two.
Is imaginary.
Clue number three.
Is part of a collection.
Mark.
Go for it.
Mother Goose.
That's right.
Come on, Parrish.
Nice job, Parrish.
Parrish is not out yet. Mother Goose is correct. And we have a razor-thin margin, just like the presidential election. Sauce and Parrish.
Met Gala,
down to the wire. Every item is going to be counted. Here we go. Sauce, you're going for the win. Parrish needs number 12 for the tie. If Zach, Hawk, or AJ gets this correct, Sauce is also the winner. So Sauce going for the win. Parrish going for the tie. Number 12 of MG.
Clue number one.
Connected to an Oscar-nominated 2005 film.
Clue number two.
Once included Albert Einstein.
Clue number three.
Has a connection to the Olympics.
Clue number four.
Jason Bourne's been there.
Mark.
Damn. For the tie!
Munich, Germany.
That's right.
Yeah! Yes!
Oh, yes! Wow!
Yes! Come on, Perry!
Yes! I have no shot.
Come on, Parrish.
Wow!
Look at him!
You can do it. What a comeback for win number 21. Anyone.
Wow!
You can do this. Are you ready?
Is that three in a row or something?
Yeah. That's three in a row. He needed the last three, and he got them. All right. Sauce has four. Parrish has four. AJ, Hawk, and Zach sit this one out because we are in a tiebreaker. Tiebreakers only have three clues.
Good, guys.
If you ring in and get it wrong, your opponent gets to hear all of the remaining clues before the person is required to answer. So it's MG, tiebreaker one, sudden death between Sauce and Parrish. And away we go.
Clue number one.
Was once stalked by aliens.
Mark.
For the win!
Mel Gibson.
Yeah! What a comeback!
Wow!
Wow!